Hi everyone, my name is Chris and I'm host of the Stellar Spark Show. And today I come before you with a new episode. This one's going to be about climate change. And in recent wake of the hurricane in Florida, Hurricane Ian, it begets attention and begs the question, what can we really do about climate change? And I haven't really discussed climate change on this podcast. I've discussed a myriad of other issues such as crime, social issues like abortion, and the economy. But climate change is really an existential threat to all of human civilization and humanity itself. So this is very concerning. If you're living in parts of the globe where it is really susceptible to these extreme long-term changes, one of which being in Florida in the United States and elsewhere in the world. I mean, we're looking at some record warming and the polar ice caps melt, habitats are affected, and people's homes are going to be affected too. There are people where people live. So many people are going to be forced to relocate elsewhere worldwide and also in the U.S. as well, moving from Florida to other places and places like California as well, with the wildfires always raging on, will likely continue and worsen over time. And I believe a few years ago, 2020 was one of the hottest summers on record, and things keep steadily increasing year after year. So really, from a scientific perspective, this is really dangerous. And I have a very rudimentary understanding of how this occurs. And really, how this starts is that you have CFCs in the atmosphere that are released, and they deplete the ozone layer. You have chemicals like methane, for example, being plentiful in the atmosphere. And of course, greenhouse gases like this really can deplete the ozone layer over time. And it creates what is called a greenhouse gas effect, or the greenhouse effect, where this really traps the heat within the atmosphere. And it makes it more difficult for these gases to really escape. And it's preventing the heat from escaping into space. Some of the sunlight that hits Earth is reflected back into space while the rest becomes heat around it. So it's really causing a lot of this heat to warm the Earth. And that's really what we don't want. And this is one of the causes of climate change. And it's been growing warmer over time, as we know from science. Many scientists have looked at this. Now, what can policymakers do on a policy level, on the more political side of it? As we know, scientists have their job to figure out what is causing it and how it affects Earth and, as a result, affects us. But what can politicians do? What can we really do about this? I mean, firstly, we should vote for people that believe in climate change. There are some people that don't even believe climate change is really an issue, and they're really trying to deny it, or maybe they say they don't know. We can't determine what causes climate change, and the fact that we can't even determine it doesn't mean we shouldn't do something about it. For those that say it doesn't exist, you're just denying the reality. The reality is that the facts are that, as far as we know, that the Earth has been steadily warming over the past 100 years. And this is going to have rampant effects on our environment as we know it. So in order to curtail this, we need to take policy solutions on this issue. And we need to elect people who fundamentally understand it, will listen to the science, and will heed the advice of their constituents. And that's what we need to do. So what can politicians do? What laws can they put in place that will impact communities and safeguard them from climate change? Well, the first thing is would be, and this is a possible solution, is implementing a carbon tax to really discourage the use of carbon being overly used. A carbon capture system that a lot of the farm states could use to capture carbon, put it back from the atmosphere, put it back into the soil, use carbon capture. That could be another one. To start phasing out some of these greenhouse gases, stop using methane, penalize people that use methane. I mean, I'm just throwing out potential solutions that politicians might consider. And then, of course, trying to reduce the pollution in our streams, pollution in our oceans, which really doesn't help ecosystems either. But really start phasing out the CFCs and the chemicals that are really starting to deplete our ozone layer, getting rid of those, phasing those out with something new. Now, there has been a big debate over renewable energy and whether or not the U.S. should start subsidizing electric cars, and I believe that ship has sailed, and other types of renewable energy like wind, solar, and hydroelectric power. And I do believe that these sources of energy are cleaner than others, but fossil fuels are still necessary. Fossil fuels will probably run out by 2050, it's projected. But getting rid of fossil fuels altogether is kind of far-fetched right now. So politicians could opt to start something of a Green New Deal and start getting rid of fossil fuels. I think banning them altogether too early really might hurt the economy. So something sensible in between the two extremes should be undertaken, I believe. Electric cars are becoming more commonplace, and this will definitely cut down on the greenhouse gas emissions that cars do produce. And then, of course, vehicles need to pass an emissions inspection to see how much is being emitted into the atmosphere to comply with those regulations and rules. And if you have electric cars, you won't really have many emissions going into the atmosphere. Cities will become less polluted, people will be healthier, and the air will be cleaner over a long period of time. But that won't solve the whole problem because we have industrial pollutants as well. A lot of businesses and manufacturers sometimes don't comply with the rules. Most do, but there are some that don't really care too much about the environment. And this speeds the process, ostensibly, of climate change through these anthropogenic means. So businesses that do that could be penalized by the government to disincentivize harming the environment or depleting too many natural resources in a short amount of time. All in all, though, I do think any solution should be analyzed. I think it should be debated and scrutinized. I really think it should go through a process to find the best solution for that particular area of the country. And Florida in particular has been very climate conscious over its history. And my heart goes out to those that were affected by Hurricane Ian. That I've heard it's one of the most devastating hurricanes in U.S. history and in the state's history. So again, heart goes out to them. My condolences to them on this. But again, there was another study that I saw that Florida may actually drift off into the ocean I don't know how true that is, eventually become submerged into the ocean due to how climate change is affecting the world. So in order to prevent this, in order to slow this down, these are the things that could be undertaken by policymakers. And as to the right solution, it really comes down to what that area wants or needs. Obviously, if you have a more conservative area, they're probably not going to like tax cuts. They're not going to like regulation. But if you have a more liberal area, they might be more perceptive to that. All in all, though, we need to find a middle ground for all sides, and we need to encourage the more conservative areas to recognize, well, this thing exists, and how can we work together to slow this process down? Even if that's to travel less by car and to walk or bike more, or start investing more in mass transit that is cleaner and more energy efficient. Those can be possible ways that other areas can contribute and find a middle ground on this issue. And it is definitely warranted. It's definitely needed right now in order to counteract some of these devastating effects of climate change, from the wildfires, as I said, to the hurricanes, to tornadoes, to other natural events. Now, while it may not be entirely impossible to prevent these occurrences, we can certainly make them less likely from happening. I'm eager to know your thoughts on the subject of climate change. And let me know on the community tab of my channel at Stellar Spark Studios. Let me know any other upcoming episodes that you would like to see. And I appreciate you listening today and tuning in. It means very much. Consider supporting the podcast with a recurring donation or a one-time donation. It would be very helpful to support future episodes. And of course, check out Stellar Spark Studios for the latest content, alternate history videos to 2024 predictions and midterm election predictions. I am going to finalize those in October. So very soon I will finalize my predictions for the 2022 midterms. As always, I appreciate you listening. My name is Chris, and this has been the Stellar Spark Show. Signing off until next time.